As the government plans to turn Birmingham into the beauty spot it should be by putting it under a lake. While it may have made Britain beautiful, it has made it damnably hard to build a railway over it.
And when shall we reach London?
Oh, quicker than you can say. Ama virumque cano troiae qui primus avos. At which point he started to recite an epic Latin poem, which lasted exactly 3 seconds longer than the journey to London, which took 7 hours. Fugit indignata. Oh, look, London. Sub umbras.
London, this is London. James here for rescuing relatives and challenging evil ex-guardians.
Harry and I leaped from the train and raced to rescue Pippa. But we were too late.
Gone!
But there is a note. Dear husband Harry and brother Pip,
I have been taken captive by Mr. Benevolent. Oh, help me, please help me. All of your wife Pippa, or sister Pippa, depending on who is reading this.
Gosh, you sounded just like her.
Wait, there is more. P.S. have been taken to Peterborough.
You didn't sound anything like her that time.
Poor Pippa.
Nonsense, Pippin. Peterborough has the most beautiful Norman cathedral in England.
But she has gone there with an evil villain who is unlikely to have a proper look round.
We must save her.
Perhaps Mr. Burnseater's railway will be able to take us there.
We hurried back to the train, but alas, there was a problem.
You see, there is no track to Peterborough. And a train without a track is like a mad, bedridden old woman with a musket. At best, aimless. At worst, incredibly dangerous. And neither of them is going anywhere.
Then Pippa is lost.
Not so fast, Pipbin, for I have an idea. In fact, I have 3 ideas. The first is swans. The second is we find a new transportation device to get us to Peterborough, and I suggest a granite balloon.
Will that not be too heavy to float?
Yes, it will. But if we do manage to get it up in the air, it will be very, very quick at coming down again, which might come in handy.
And your third idea?
My third idea is, please, can we have some lunch?
We could lay some track for the train.
How long would that take?
My workers lay track fractionally quicker than my train can travel.
Do you use navvies?
No, no, my workmen are far rougher and tougher, for I use chavvies.
Now, fearsome people.
Hard-working and incredibly loyal. Alas, there is one problem. Expense.
I am one of the richest young men in Britain. I will pay.
What an unexpected turn of events. I shall set my chavvies to work immediately. Build, my beauties. Build.
They laid track at a phenomenal rate. The train followed fractionally behind them. But the route they chose puzzled me.
Why did we not go straight through that valley?
We needed a route that could take us through the orphanage, lay waste to the rare butterfly's habitat, and then go directly through that idyllic village, destroying every home in our path.
Why?
Progress.
That's all very well, but how is it progress that I miss my beef supper?
Though nervous for Pippa's safety, I settled back into my seat and admired the labourers as they worked. They used whatever raw materials they could get their hands on. Metal was melted for rails, and people were carefully lifted from their beds to become sleepers. And so we advanced to Peterborough.
Nice station.
It looks familiar.
It does, but I can't think why. Now, to rescue Pippa.
Would Mr. Pipbin recently arrived from London, please look on the ground where there is a note for him.
A note? It is from Mr. Benevolent. Dear Pipbin, sorry you missed us.
Oh, that doesn't sound anything like him. Let me read it out. We have gone on to Newcastle by
Grantham, Newark, Doncaster, York, Darlington, and Durham. Catch me if you can. Yours evilly, Mr. Gently Benevolent.
Oh, and there's a P.S.
Mr. Burnseater, can your railways take us to Newcastle?
If the money is there.
Money is no object.
The tracks were laid, and we soon arrived in Newcastle. But alas, once again, we were too late.
Another note, Pipbin. I shall read it. I am heading to Liverpool via Manchester.
Thence to Preston, Blackpool, Oxenholme and the Lakes. Carlisle, Glasgow Central, Edinburgh Waverley. Berwick-upon-Tweed, York again. And then on to Birmingham New Street, Birmingham International, Coventry, Bristol Parkway, Bristol Temple Meads, Taunton, Exeter and St. Austell.
That will be ruinously expensive for me.
But we must rescue Pippa. So I can finally get to eat.
Even if it costs me my last penny, we must rescue her.
At vast expense,